My name is Kevin Fleming. I'm a senior software engineer with Digium.
Tell me a little bit about Digium Asterisk and what that means to the industry, because it means a lot of stuff.
Well, Asterisk is an open source telephony platform that Digium primarily wrote and sponsors the development of. So we have full-time staff who do development on Asterisk, but we also manage a great deal of contributions from the open source community to extend Asterisk, fix bugs, add features, etc. And then Digium as a company produces companion products for Asterisk, hardware products, service and support, various different other service type products that go with the open source platform.
Well, in this field with a lot of people trying to put out proprietary software, proprietary boxes and whatnot, what's important about the open source community?
Well, two things really. The biggest one is pace of development. And the second one is the features are driven by what customers actually want. They're not what a marketing department comes up with. They are some guy who's installing a system, runs into an issue, can't do what he wants to do, and says, I'm going to find a way to make this work. And once he finds a way to make it work, he makes it available to the rest of the world. That's not something you see in proprietary solutions at all. The other part of that is then getting those merged into Asterisk and getting them out to the rest of the world on a timely basis. Again, you don't see in the proprietary world. Software releases for traditional PBXs tend to be 12 months, 18 months apart. If you manage to get your feature implemented, you won't see it for a year and a half. With Asterisk, you're looking at no more than 6 months, and it's there.
So tell me a little bit about what you're offering here at the show, because we see a whole suite of companies around you here.
Right. Well, really what we're showing here is a dozen partner companies who produce products that interoperate with Asterisk in some fashion. They either have Asterisk embedded in them, or they are collaborative efforts between products those companies already produce and Asterisk itself. So we've got everything from call centers to packaged PBXs to hardware that lets you use existing Nortel or Avaya digital phones, all kinds of things. This is actually the 12 that managed to get into our booth. I think there were three or four more that didn't make it because we didn't have room for all of them. So what we're seeing is just an enormous ecosystem building up around Asterisk of people taking what we make and turning it into products that people want to buy.
So what kind of other partnerships are you building? Because you've got a really interesting sort of group here. What other partnerships are around, maybe some legacy companies?
We actually have a certification program for our commercially licensed version of Asterisk, and part of that certification is certifying endpoints. The first ones that got certified were Polycom. They were actually the only major telephone manufacturer that wanted to be certified with Asterisk. Now others seem to be joining, but it's worked out very well for them. They're selling a large number more phones than they used to because our distributors all carry them now and Asterisk users want to buy them.
What are you going to be doing in 2006 that's different from 2005?
Well, we have a number of hardware products in development. A few were announced at the show here. We probably have four or five more that will be released this year. We have two more major releases of Asterisk scheduled this year, one for the summer, one right at the end of the year. And it's kind of open as to what will really happen with those because so much of it's driven by the community. We don't know what people are going to come up with. We have a major developers conference scheduled in Italy at the beginning of May where we expect a lot of feature development to happen. So we may see another leap forward in Asterisk towards the end of this year, just like we had at the end of last year.
What kinds of surprises have you run into? Something that just sort of took you just totally by surprise that somebody came up with from the open source community?
Answering machine detection that came from our call center partner over there. We've had constant requests for that, and nobody in the community developed it until they did and said, well, here, we have this. It works great in our call centers, and so now it's available in open source Asterisk. So there are a number of things along those lines.